zien. Deze en volgende week dus de bekendmaking in Podium, die de Edison Klassiek 2022 allemaal winnen. Gisteren in de categorie Kamermuziek waren dat Lucas en Arthur Jussen. Eergisteren het debuut Klaus Mekkelen. Op radio4.nl/podium kunt u de gesprekken terugluisteren. En ook citaten uit het juryrapport. De jury, de perfectie is nabij in deze kraakheldere nieuwe opname van de overbekende Brandenburgse concerten van Johann Sebastian Bach. Liefhebbers van Bachs orchestrale muziek kunnen hun hart ophalen bij deze uitgave, die een frisse en vreugdevolle blik werpt op deze veelvuldig opgenomen werken. Academie voor Automuziek Berlin. Aan de telefoon concertmeester violist Bernard Fork. Bernard Fork, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations, heartfelt congratulations on winning the Edison Classique 2022 with these wonderful performances of the Bach concertos.
Thanks very, very much. It's a great honor.
To win an award like this, a prize like this, with these justifiably popular and beloved pieces, must be an extra compliment. Well, the Edison jury, and you might have known it with the other worldwide awards, they pay attention to unusual repertoire as well. So yeah, you must be doubly glad.
Yeah, it's always about also a question to record this very popular pieces again, because we did it 25 years ago for the first time. And it's a great honor that this took so much attention, our new recording, and it was great fun for us to do this after 25 years of experiences on concert, different concert halls and different concerts, to record it again.
Ja, 25 jaar geleden voor het eerst opgenomen. En toen, we zijn ermee op reis gegaan door allerlei locaties in kerken en zalen, onze eigen ervaring opgebouwd. En dat was voor ons echt een feestje om het opnieuw te doen. Let me quote you from the jury. With violinist Isabelle Faust and violist Antoine Tamestit, There are two stars on board as well. Even though they have been brought forward slightly in the sound image by the producer, they do not act as soloists and blend beautifully with the ensemble. Please, your comment.
Yeah, it's not our first cooperation with Isabelle and Antoine. It's a great pleasure to play with them. We have had a lot of concerts together, and it's such a wonderful thing that they really join the group as a chamber musician. And that's why when we decided to do it again, it was clear for us to ask both of them just to join and to bring their input in the ensemble. And we could bring another input from our side. And it was really, especially you can hear it in the third Brandenburg Concerto, what you just played, that there is really, there's no soloist, really. It's really playing together, and it is fantastic to work with them, both of them.
Yeah, it's like you mentioned. It's like it's party time. It sounds festive.
It was party time, I have to say. Yeah. It was really party. And, for instance, Isabelle, when I asked her if she would join, she said, no, it's your repertoire. But then just to say, no, let's do a little. You do concert number 4, and we do together number 3. And so it was really just being friends playing Bach together. So it was really great fun to do.
Ja, we wilden ze graag uitnodigen en erbij hebben voor die uitvoering van die Brandenburgse concerten. Violist Isabelle Faust en altviolist Antoine Tamestit. Isabelle die aarzelde een beetje, want ze zei, ja, dit is jullie repertoire. Maar het werd een vriendenclub en zoals je het hier ook hoort, het is inderdaad een feestelijke aangelegenheid. Het was ook een feest om het op te nemen met twee vrienden die tot de familie zijn gaan behoren. I vividly remember that recording of 1998, and we played it extensively here on Radio 4. And for me, it is still, this new recording is a wonderful addition. But that recording of 1998 is for me a golden yardstick. So for you, what is different now and then? I mean, sonically, artistically.
It was not our intention to be especially different. I think our development, just by playing 25 years concerts everywhere, I don't know if it's a development, but it is. We get very familiar with this music, with Johann Sebastian Bach, so this the concerto, Brandenburg concertos, and Ackermus is kind of really intense relationship because we played it so often. And 25 years ago, it was the beginning of our cooperation with Harmonia Mundi France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so another piece we just recorded was the B minor mass of Johann Sebastian Bach for the second time. Though just with these two very special works by Johann Sebastian Bach, we decided, let's do it again. We did something different because if this is this wonderful manuscript of this Brandenburg Concertos, and it's so clear what Bach mentioned, and we thought, let's do it with in another version, with another basso continuo than we did 25 years ago, that we decided to use only in the first concerto the double bass and all other concertos without the 16-foot having a G violone to make it a little bit more transparent, more light, more playful. And I hope this worked. I'm quite happy with this result.
Ja. Ja, zie, nu komt het wel naar voren, het verschil tussen 25 jaar geleden en nu. Want ze hebben nu het iets anders aangepakt. In het eerste Brandenburgse concert wel degelijk een contrabas, violone, met die grote, dat grote lage, die lage klank, die klankbodem. Maar bij de andere niet, om het wat transparanter te krijgen. En dat mag allemaal, want die basso continuo, die begeleiding, die is voor een groot deel vrij. Celebrating your 40th anniversary as Akkermoes this year. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
As well. We air your recordings a lot because I love the sound, the combination of crispiness and of deep felt warmth in the ensemble.
Thanks very much.
So thank you for joining us. Congratulations, Bernhard Vogt.
Thank you very, very much and have a nice afternoon.
Yes,
bye-bye.
You as well. Dank je wel. Academie voor Alte Muziek Berlin, winnaar dus van de Edison Klassiek 2022 in de categorie Het Orkest.